In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
You know, the subjects about broadcasting in the NFL, I always wonder, like, okay, what's the wide-ranging interest? I think people are super interested in who calls the games and the networks and things like that. The Sunday ticket thing is interesting to me. Anytime, this has been a big story the last couple of weeks. It's been a story for a while, but it's been a bigger story the last couple of weeks because it's now in the courtrooms. And if you're wondering what it is I'm talking about, there's a class action lawsuit going on right now against the NFL because of the Sunday ticket pricing. And the lawsuit contends from the plaintiffs that the NFL has been inflating the cost of Sunday ticket to essentially, well, you know who I'm going to let explain this? Mike Florio, who was on with Pat McAfee yesterday. This, I know there's a lot of you out there that either subscribe to the Sunday ticket, which used to be exclusive to DirecTV satellite customers. Now it's on YouTube. So it's available to everybody if you're willing to pay for it. It's been historically at least a few hundred bucks.
Yeah,
right?
$349 per year right now, I believe, is the current offer.
Yeah, so it's not cheap.
It's pricey, but you get to watch every single NFL game that's out there, whether it's showing locally or not.
Yep.
So if you want to watch a Chargers game, you know, because you don't like the 4 o'clock game or the 3 o'clock game, then you can do that. So, but it's valuable for those of us who like to consume a lot of the league.
Yes, valuable. There's a lot of folks where $349 is too expensive. So I would tell you, if you're in that group, if you're like not from Houston, you like watching your other team, but you can't afford Sunday ticket, take a listen here, because things might get a whole lot better for NFL fans from a pricing standpoint if this lawsuit happens. Mike Florio laid this out yesterday.
It seems like no one's paying attention to this, and I don't know why. I don't know if we just haven't prioritized it yet. We haven't taken it seriously. I think it's good that people like you are seeing, hey, whoa, Goodell testifying, Jerry Jones testifying, maybe this is something we should be paying closer attention to. The fundamental question is this. Is the NFL forcing the Sunday ticket provider, previously DirecTV, now YouTube TV, to overcharge in order to ensure that a certain number of people won't get it and that they'll watch the CBS and Fox games made available to them in their local markets? It's a premium product. And there's plenty of evidence that's come in already that the NFL doesn't want it to be too cheap. It doesn't want it to be something that has a huge subscriber base. And the argument is it's trying to protect CBS and Fox. That's the core of the case.
Okay, so it's a strange thing, man. It's almost like they're trying to manage cannibalism. You know, like we want people to buy the Sunday ticket, but only a certain number of people, so we're going to overcharge for it so that our broadcast partners, CBS and Fox, they're really the only ones impacted by it.
Yeah.
Because all the other games are nationally, you know, like primetime or Thursday night games.
If I'm in my local market and I think there's a better game on, if my team is, like, let's say if my team is having a two-win season and I'd prefer to watch somebody else, and there I go, I go. They don't want it to be too easy to do that.
Right. They don't want to damage the local ratings for CBS and Fox is what the plaintiffs are alleging.
Yeah.
That's what the plaintiffs are saying. And apparently, they found some documentation to that effect.
Right, and I guess this is where it gets, like, the reason nobody's talking about this is these days, man, it ain't like back in the day when you had an antitrust case against Standard Oil. Like, it was easier to understand. Well, like, hey, I'm paying too much for oil. Why is that?
Right.
Everything with intellectual property and antitrust lawsuits these days, I can't follow any of it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what? It's price fixing, right? They're basically saying, look, the NFL isn't allowing this person they have a contract with to actually set the price they want to set.
Yep. The potential...
They might want to set.
Right. The potential exposure... Yeah, correct. Like YouTube TV, like, no, you must, hey, YouTube, we want you to charge this.
Yeah.
For, you know, and YouTube's like, well, we could charge this. Yeah. Potential exposure for the NFL. $7 billion is the amount in the lawsuit, but the judge, I guess, in an antitrust case has the option of tripling that if they want to.
Tripling it.
So potentially $21 billion. Yeah, tripling. Yeah. $21 billion, man. The upshot of all this is that it could get better for consumers, because the big thing that people have requested through time, and the big reason why people won't pay $349, is they go, well, look, I moved to Houston from Cleveland. I only want to watch the Browns games. I don't need the other 10 games on that Sunday afternoon. Yeah. I only want this. You know, if the Browns are off that week, I don't even need the Sunday ticket for that week. You know, that's the one team I want to watch. Florio says this could work out great for viewers.
Why do I have to buy the whole thing for the whole year when I only care about one team's games? Why do I have to buy every week if the team that I want to watch has a Monday night game that week and I'm not going to watch any out-of-market games this weekend? So however this plays out, it could force the NFL to really change the way that games are made available to consumers. And that's a win for all of us, regardless of the verdict, regardless of what happens on appeal. This could rattle the cage enough for the NFL that they say, maybe we need to change the way this is. Maybe we do need to make it cheaper. Maybe we do need to let people buy one team at a time, one week at a time, one game at a time. So I hate to say it, but it's true. If the NFL loses, there's a chance that all of us win.
I think that this is where you try to see the forest for the trees without getting too deep into the legal side of things. Like, all right, the judge is going to decide whatever he decides. I think, yeah. For us, especially people listening to sports radio who are more ardent sports fans, yeah, it's really good if you think about the ability to just not have to pay that much to be able to watch the Texans, whether you're traveling. We've got a lot of listeners who live outside of Houston, grew up in Houston, don't live here now. It would be awesome for them. One of the things that's made the NFL so strong as an entity, though, was when they made all the TV deals into a national broadcasting thing, and that... You know, like that you can watch, that there's select games that you can watch in any market at 4 p.m. or on Sunday night or whatever. And it's one of the things that allows them to funnel a lot of revenue back into every team with the revenue sharing. And market size just doesn't matter as much in the NFL when it comes to competitiveness. The salary cap goes into that too. So whether you're Kansas City or the New York Giants, the difference isn't, even though the markets are vastly different, you can still put a pretty competitive team together in, say, Kansas City.
Absolutely.
Year in and year out. That's where I think the NFL, aside from like the immediate money grab side of it, they're going to fight it, and they're not going to want to do that. They want to try to create more of a mass appeal for the entire league,
yeah,
more so than people being able to just become fans of just their specific teams.
Yeah. The other,
but as a consumer, yeah, they traded one evil for another, because forever I wanted to have Sunday Ticket and I had to have DirecTV. There were things about DirecTV I did not like, both from a technological side and a customer service side. Now, though, to get the NFL Sunday Ticket, I have to have YouTube TV, which, you know what I can't get on YouTube TV? Astros games.
Yeah.
So I'm double dipping on my service provider for television, so I can have, you know, I got reminders in my phone set up for when to sign up for YouTube TV in July, so I can get back on the NFL Sunday Ticket plan. That part of it sucks.
Yeah.
So if I could have an a la carte option where I didn't have to have YouTube TV and I could just get the packages on YouTube of the Texans games, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yep. The other sports have moved in that direction. Like the other sports, you can get team specific out-of-market games. Hell, the NBA, if I'm not mistaken, they've got an option where you can pay. I mean, this is them taking advantage of my people, the gamblers. They've got an option. If I'm not mistaken, they did, or I know it was being discussed, where for like $2.99, like $2.99, you can go watch the fourth quarter of a game.
Yeah.
You know?
And honestly, it's one of those, like, there's no way to predict what the right way, to, like, how all of this is going to unfold. When it comes to stuff like this, no matter how smart you are, there's just, you can't predict exactly what the best way moving forward is. I think that the NFL, as much as possible, they don't want to make it super a la carte. They want to, they know that there's a lot of demand, and they want to try to force the entire league on you as much as possible. So, yeah, like, I have zero clue how a judge or how this will be argued legally or anything. From a good, like, from a purely selfish standpoint, yeah, I hope it's more a la carte. Even though, even as I whine and complain about how many a la carte options and things there are, like with baseball, how many different services you have to sign up for and then set an alert to disconnect afterwards.
Yeah.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you and I mean, we don't get a ton of Sundays where we can just, like, sit and watch non-Texans all day, especially the last few years because they played Sunday at noon literally every weekend. We're going to get...
You do a post-game show.
Yeah, my situation is different, right. But it's rare that I get a Sunday. I'm going to get several this year because the Texans are playing Wednesday, Saturday, Thursday, blah, blah, blah. My preference still is... Red zone. I still like to just put the red zone on the big TV and just let Scott Hansen take me around the league. I'm perfectly cool with that.
I used to feel like with red zone, I was just trying to be a purist about it. And I was like, well, yeah, but then you don't actually get the full context of what's going on. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, I'm not going to watch 16 NFL games every week. Give me the highlights. Give me the big moments. That's all I really need.
Yep. And look, I'm a fantasy football player. Like, that's set up for people like me, you know?
But you also live in the market where your team plays, too.
Yeah.
Where, because the NFL has done such a good job of creating such mass appeal for all this, there's fans spread out all over the place that still desperately care about their own local team.
And there's no commercials.
This all started when a bar called the Mucky Duck in San Francisco sued over, how much they had to pay, I guess, for... My brother-in-law... owns a sports bar. Well, no, it's a bar and grill, but they got a lot of TVs. And he was explaining to me it gets complicated sometimes when you're... Because they've got a separate deal for...
Bars.
They have to, because they're going to be... They're doing that thing that you're warned not to do, rebroadcasting it to other people and everything. So they have to get a separate deal to be able to rebroadcast it to all these different people.
Yeah, it's way more expensive. We have a Mucky Duck here, right over off of Richmond. There's a Mucky Duck.
Is it a chain or is it? I know that Mucky Duck's been there forever, and it doesn't look like it's part of a chain.
No, it doesn't at all. And they get good country music there. It's a good spot. It's walking
right
distance.
There behind Academy Sports.
Yes,
right?
It's walking distance from where I live. It's great. I can stumble home after some good country music. I like it.
That's on the shady part of River Oaks Westheimer, though. It feels like you're walking out of a dark alley, kind of almost.
Yeah, I don't think that's considered River Oaks down there. They're like right near.
Well, it's
the
not
freeway.
River Oaks, but it's
Upper Kirby.
Kirby, not Westheimer. Kirby leading up into the River Oaks.
Yeah, it is. It's
rough streets. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Mean
not everybody's got the street smarts that you have, Sean.
It's tough, man. I've been there 4 years
now. To be able to walk in the quote-unquote bad part of Kirby north of 59.
100%, dude. I'm glad you're acknowledging that. Appreciate that. Appreciate you acknowledging my street toughs. The hard scrabble life of Upper Kirby.
Yeah.
Hey, this was making the rounds.
You are basically where you live on where, like, they try to optimistically call things River Oaks, this or that, there and that part. You're not technically in River Oaks. You're on the You're on the other side of the tracks, really.
Right.
You grew up on the wrong side of town, basically. Those kids, they would look down on you if you tried to date their daughter.
I don't live in River Oaks, but it says River Oaks on the side of my building.
You know what? You've always said that you always wanted to be the bad boy, but you've never been the bad boy.
Yeah.
You kind of are.
A little bit.
And these, you know, that's kind of like, you know, when you're dealing with a frilly crowd, you can be the tough guy without being all that tough.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of like being around all these rich people. Feel tough. Yeah.
So it's like all those literary types back in the day were just terrified of Ernest Hemingway because he was just an actual guy. He knew how to box a little, and he had a big beard, and he liked to shoot guns.
I love
you that. You know, like, they're like, oh, boy, watch out for that Hemingway. Pick your battles. Hemingway was smart. He was a bully in that environment, in that sphere, because he was just so much manlier than the rest of them.
People weighing in on this. People have feelings about the Sunday. I would love them to make Sunday Ticket a la carte, but I would also like them to not flex games. It makes it hard for when we travel. I don't know what I'm going to do about the Green Bay and Texans game right now. I think you're safe on that one. That's week 8. October 20th is that game. And I don't know what the primetime games are that weekend. Flexing feels like more of an issue second half of the season than it does first half of the season. So I think you're okay there. I think you're okay there on the flexing. That's a game to go to, though. If you're going to go to a road game for the Texans this year, Green Bay is my recommendation. It's
the tremendous. Are hotel prices super expensive for Green Bay games because there's just not that many hotels up there?
Yeah, they are.
And they've got such a national fan base.
Yes, and we when Amy and I went to a Green Bay game a couple years ago during the bye week, the Texans bye week, we stayed in Appleton, which is like...
Yeah, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton, yeah, and I think that's where the team stays, if I'm not mistaken. But we stayed in Appleton, which is like a 30-minute drive. It's not a bad drive, and that's late. That's mid-October, so you're probably... The weather will probably be fine for driving. We went in second week of November. It was snowing a little bit. It's not a big deal. But yeah, Green Bay, of all the road games, Green Bay would be the one that I would recommend.
What TV show was that with was it called Cousins? Was that the name of the TV show where the guy pronounced it Appleton, Wisconsin?
Was that Perfect Strangers?
Oh, Perfect Strangers. That's what it was. Yeah. Perfect Strangers.
Belky. Yeah.
Belky was the lovable, like some Eastern European of some sort, like a fictitious nation.
Yes.
Eastern European nation who went to live with his cousin in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Bronson Pinchot was the name of that actor.
Whatever happened to Bronson Pinchot?
I don't know.
These days, whenever I ask that question, it turns out they've been like on a hit A&E series for the past 8 years. I'm like, whatever happened to Bronson Pinchot?
He's actually
won 19 Golden Globes.
No, he changed his name to Jeff Van Gundy, and he just got named the assistant to Ty Lue in Los Angeles.
Ooh, Bronson Pinchot's aged well.
Has he?
He's got a little bit of like a distinguished older gentleman vibe to him.
How old is he? Does it say?
He's 65 years old.
Okay. That's a distinguished age right there, man.
He is still best known for playing Belky Bartokomis on the ABC sitcom Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. Yeah,
Perfect. Oh, remember he was in Beverly Hills
Cop? I do. Yeah. He was the fruit stand guy.
He gave him the banana, right?
The banana and the tailpipe. Yeah. He literally gave it to him for free. No, take it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So is this prominent wide receiver?
He went to Yale. Yeah, not the receiver, but Bronson Pinchot.
No, he's from Connecticut. He's one of the...
Oh, yeah, everybody in Connecticut goes to Yale. I forgot.
I'm just saying he's one of like the six famous people from Connecticut. A wide receiver. Could this wide receiver, who's in the magical three or four that are looking for $30 million, could he be on the move? He was telling a former teammate yesterday that his team doesn't want him anymore. We will let you hear it, tell you who it is. That is coming up next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.